joining us at the 2023 CGI Rochester International Jazz Festival, the president CEO of the Rochester Area Community Foundation, Simeon Bannister. Simeon, happy Jazz Festival, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. And how could I not be with Jazz Festival in town?
So this year, with a new role here, what's it like for you to see all the kids from all over the eight-county area that you serve on the stage playing jazz, big band style, for the festival?
It's really awesome. I'll tell you a couple of things that are awesome about it. The first is that this year, I had the honor of coming out and doing particularly some of the high school bands, in part because not only is that the future of music in our community, and making sure that we're sustaining this wonderful tradition and legacy that we have, but it's also just good music and just fun to be out and seeing so many folks from Rochester. Jazz Fest is such a wonderful cross-section of the community, and so it's really just good all the way around.
Speaking of Simeon Bannister here on Jazz 90.1, Simeon, talk about, we've literally grown up to see the change in culture in Rochester from the manufacturing base of the big three, Xerox, Kodak, and Bosch Lab. Now it's transitioning to arts, education, and culture, really, what it's about here. So for you, witnessing those changes, what's it like for you to see these changes literally happen?
Yeah. What's a big deal? I mean, it's a signal that the economy has changed, and a lot of the things that we took for granted are things that we need to be super thoughtful about. One example of that is that, think about how this jazz festival is sponsored by CGI, which is a company that is in many ways built on the arts. Certainly visual arts and the visual media is one of the sustaining pieces for that company. I think that the economy has changed, the way that we operate has to change, but I also think we're at an inflection point in this community. We've been through what some people describe as the nadir, the lowest point, many of those challenges, but I'm really excited about what comes next for Rochester as we think about the future economy of this community and how that helps to sustain our community, including having a very prominent place for the arts.
Speaking of Simeon Bannister, Simeon, so we think about cities like Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Austin, all that pivot from one economy and one base foundation of their economy to where we are right now. Mm-hmm. What's it like to see that happen?
Yeah, in real time. I mean, we are literally living through it. Of course, when we saw Xerox and Bausch and seriously Kodak, I mean, 63,000 people employed in this community at its height, about 2,100 today, change, folks didn't just vaporize and disappear. What we've seen is a lot of innovation. What we've seen is folks that have turned some of the niche areas that they worked in those companies into new businesses and into new companies. I like to think of Rochester these days as a cauldron of innovation. What we've got to figure out, though, is how we make sure that more people are able to participate in that innovation.
Access.
And that's exactly right. And in fact, what I've been saying to folks, and it feels like a lot of folks agree, is that equity actually is the innovation for this community. That's the thing that we can do different that's going to get us on the right track to economic growth. And so we're really excited as a community foundation and investing in social innovation alongside some of the technological innovation.
Oftentimes, equity starts with the arts. As we literally seen, we see a cross-section of diversity. We see different ages, intergeneration, race, all of it. Why arts? Why do you think the arts is such a driving force in creating vitality and equality and equity?
Yeah. There's something that is just fundamentally human about the arts. It's fundamentally relational. It binds people together. The arts is about sharing experiences. And in fact, so much of what makes art is the fact that one is sharing either experiences of their past, experiences of the moment, with other folks to participate in those experiences. Again, that fundamentally human experience is what makes us us, and it makes all of us us. And so its accessibility is certainly an important feature for the arts. And to be perfectly candid, I think what good art looks like is when you see synergies from different backgrounds and different perspectives. That's what makes for the best art.
Simeon, thank you so much. Enjoy the Jazz Festival.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.